At Firestone Complete Auto Care, we hold our service to the highest standard. That's why we have thousands of ASE-certified expert technicians nationally. So if you're looking for car service that's got your back on the road, choose the place that treats every car like their own and every customer like family. Don't wait any longer. Call your local Firestone Complete Auto Care and book your next appointment today.
NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partners. NetCredit, credit to the people.
Let's go! Ray Foley.
I love the show.
Hey! Dry with the odd bit of sun and some showers today. Highs of 14 to 17 degrees today. FM News number 3.
Day, hello. JP's microphone should be on now.
It is indeed.
How you doing? That cat's dead now. That's what I often think when I look at the old footage of the Coronation Street theme. And you know, there's a cat in the credits. I often think, cat's dead now.
You're a dark, dark individual, aren't you?
Do you know what?
You really are.
Do you know what? It's my mood. I think I've got the sads or the depression. I genuinely have the depression this week. My family will tell you. In fact, if I could I could ring them now and they would 100% agree. I'm an absolute nightmare to live with this week. And I think it's not depression, because depression is like, I'd be insulting people with actual depression by saying I've got depression this week. But it's a shade of the black dog or whatever it is. It's like, I am like an absolute... You know this.
You've got a low mood. I've known this for... You've had this for 10 years or more, I'd say.
I think... I don't know if it's the sads or it's the... Do you know, like the... It's a little bit darker, a little bit colder, and here comes the winter or whatever it is. I'm struggling. I don't mind faking it, though, for the radio. Like I said, this is always... This is always the best bit of my day anyway. Enjoying myself. Like, I get to do this. Come on. What have I got to be sads about? But I've tried everything. I've tried... pills. I've tried the bright lights that you shine in your face. I've tried just ringing in sick to work. Actually, that one works very well.
Have you tried moving to the equator, Ray?
That would be a
good
idea.
The Canary Islands.
I've tried moving to an apartment on my own and living in Cork for 5 years. I tell you, that one worked a treat.
I'd say so, yeah.
All right, what's this? This is Coronation Street. That cat's dead now. You know something? That cat's dead now. Was it always the same music? What?
Nothing. It was always the same music, yeah.
Did they run something different at the end? That will be at the end. Ba-na-na-na. Oh, this will be at the end. Go on, so I'll play it out. Anyone else got the sads? 0874 100 102. So this is a Coronation Street characters. By the way, dozens of people have sent me this on my Instagram. You've seen it, have you?
I saw it last night, if it's what I think it is.
Dave's probably played it, has he?
I don't think so.
Dave has probably played it. This is Coronation Street characters being shocked at the word London. Of course, in Coronation Street, it's set in Manchester or a suburb of Manchester. So when they hear the word London, they might as well be talking about a foreign country. they might as well be saying Bangkok or Kenya. Have a listen.
I'm on my way to London.
London? She's on her way to London.
London?
I've got to London this afternoon. I'll be out your air then.
London?
University College London.
London?
Going to London.
London?
Going where?
London. London? I might give London a go. London?
I've been banging on the Barlow's door for ages. There's no answer.
No, 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 she's in London.
London?
London.
Why are you saying it like that?
I'm staying here a few days, then I'm moving to London. I've got a job interview on Monday.
London?
It's €10,114.78. LMC and you two take me to the close of all. Today FM, play the music you love. This is Today FM, 100 to 102, Today FM Radio. Across the land, across the nation. Between 100 and 102 on the FM dial in stereo. Stereo, stereo.
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 Stereo radio.
Live.
Live. In your ear.
Air fresheners.
Air freshener. Oh, what's the deal with the air freshener? By the way, hi, Ray's here. JP's over
hi.
There. So this is a thing that you hear DJs doing about the cash machine. It's like, if you won 10 grand, specifically it's €10,114.78. Barry always asks the question. You need to be primed. You need to be ready for this question. Mm. When Barry calls and if he says to you, so come here to me, what are you going to spend it on? You've got two options. One, which is my reflex, is it's none of your goddamn business, Barry.
Yeah.
Send the check and end the call. What are you, the tax man?
That's always been a hard line for you, isn't it?
It's none of your goddamn business what I'm going to do with my €10,000. Just get the money in the post or initiate the bank transfer. The cheek of you. Who the hell do you think you are? My God. What a thing to ask me on national radio. Oh, my God. I've never been so affronted. That's one option. That would be the avenue that I would pursue. The other, then, is to actually think of it. Think about it. What would you spend the money on? Don't be put on the spot and go, a holiday anyway. No, I want specifics. How are you spending that money?
10 grand is a nice holiday in a kitchen. If we're talking 90 grand now, we're talking deposits on houses.
Did you say 10 grand is a nice holiday and a kitchen?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, do you have a better idea? What's your idea then?
Air fresheners. And I want pine fresh. The tree-shaped pine fresh air fresheners. I'm all right for air fresheners. You know why?
Why?
I rob Today FM air fresheners out of the Today FM merchandise press.
Who on the schedule do they smell like?
Oh, geez, that's a good one.
Isn't it a good question?
That is a good question.
Yeah.
Here's what we'll do, Ireland. If you want a Today FM air freshener, send us a text now saying AF, right? AF air freshener to our usual number 0874 100 102. We'll send out 10 of them, okay?
10, right, yeah.
10.
Yeah.
A generous 10 air fresheners.
Yeah.
And then this day next week, next Wednesday, we want all 10 of you to tell us what Today FM presenter you imagine it smells like.
That's great stuff, yeah.
We do that?
Yeah, that's great stuff.
So JP wants €10,000 worth of air fresheners. What would you spend yours on? What about Nice biscuits or Nice biscuits?
Well, it depends if you get own brand. A brand packet of Nice biscuits sets you back 69 cents, depending on the supermarket chain you're at, Ray.
69 cents.
So that's quite a lot. I would do quick numbers on that. I'd say you're looking at about 15,000 packets of Nice biscuits, right?
How much you say they were again?
They're about 69 cent.
Divided by 0.69.
You're definitely into the mid-teens anyway, right?
We're at nearly 15,000 packets of Nice biscuits.
Yeah. It depends how many grannies you have.
That's very nice.
That'll last you.
That's very nice.
Yeah.
10 grand's worth of Nice biscuits gets you 14,659 packets. Jiggers, lads. You'd be in heaven, wouldn't you?
12-pack of Tesco own brand toilet roll.
Oh, hang on now.
They're about €4.60, Ray.
So how many rolls did you say was in that?
12.
So €4.60, 4.60 divided by 12. That's 38 cent a roll. Right. Okay, please hold. €10,114.78. This is Radio Maths, guys.
Yep.
You're welcome.
I have a number in my head and I think it's pretty close.
You're welcome.
Yeah. So once you have the number, can I guess?
Ray Darcy's not doing this. What is it, 38 cent?
Yeah.
Oh, no. .38.
Can I have a guess?
Go on.
Is it about 28,000 rolls?
It's 26,617 rolls.
That'll keep you going.
Imagine.
Yeah.
Ireland, unless you're operating heavy machinery or you're driving or whatever, if it's a dangerous situation, don't do that. Don't follow that. But if you're sitting at a desk or you're just chilling, listening to the radio, close your eyes now. Just close your eyes. They close.
Yeah.
And imagine, just imagine having 26,617 rolls of toilet paper of your very own. And that's rolls. That's not sheets.
That's rolls.
That's rolls.
It's as good as cash, guys, because you're going to end up spending it anyway on toilet rolls.
You're always going to need toilet rolls.
Yeah, and they hold their value.
On my depression, like I said, it's not depression. It's, to call it depression would be an insult to people that actually suffer from depression, but it's a little bit of, I'm not right, and I'm like a demon when I'm not on the radio. Does anyone else have it? 0874-100-102. I think it's the SADS, the seasonal affective disorder. We talk about this every year, but it's coming in now. It's it's getting darker, it's getting colder. Patrick says, try edibles and chill out. Well, nice biscuits are edible, aren't they?
They are, yeah.
So I could get, what was it? What did I say? 20,000 packets of
something like that.
Nice, yeah. Biscuits. See how nice I am at the end of 20,000 packets of biscuits, Patrick. I don't think edibles are allowed here, are they? Or are there
as far as I know, they're not legal here.
Right, well, we can't be doing that then, Patrick. I'm sorry. Jaron Galway says, try swimming in the sea every day all through the year. It's the best cure for SAD, from Jaron Galway. Are you missing? I did that. I did a whole year during the lockdown.
And did it work?
People asked me this a lot, actually, about the sea swim. I went swimming, jumped in the sea every day for 365 days, right? And Jer, maybe you're a believer in this, and more power to you. And if it works for you, it works for you. Great. I never felt that it actually did work for my moods. I was still a moody git. But what I did find was the routine was good. Getting into a routine that you do every day, and you do it just for yourself. It would take me about, all told, leaving the house, going to the, getting in the water, getting home. It's an hour of my own, not with anybody else generally. It's all just a thing I do on my own that is my own slice of the day. You're not committed to anybody else. And that in itself, I think, is quite good. But I think the whole jumping in the sea and sea swimming, I could take it or leave it, honestly.
Scientifically, it is supposed to give you a dopamine
all release. Right.
I mean,
all
it right. is. You're a scientific outlier.
And Adam, a man after my own heart, he says, Ray, try wine. It works so bloody well. All right, you've got a good point there. I might pursue this wine thing. JP, is wine legal here?
Cold wine.
Would you
swim in wine?
Full hour for myself, and I just find it. Chumba, and indeed Woomba, top thumping Today FM, playing the music you love. Good afternoon. What's wrong with you? The face and you like a slap.
We go to certain lengths to get commercial sponsors on board and to work with companies because they see the value in getting their brand on the Ray Foley show.
Have the toilet paper people been on?
No. I'm just saying the uptake on the air freshener offer is one of the biggest responses we've ever seen on the show.
To win 10 air fresheners?
Yep.
Okay, by the end of the show, JP is going to pick 10 people that are going to get an exclusive Today FM air freshener.
Could be a particularly smelly type of listener we have.
And then you get to determine then which radio presenter on the schedule it smells like.
Yep.
And it could be any of them, even the ones you don't really think of, like Declan Pierce, like, or something. Do you know what I mean? It could be any of them. You just close your eyes, sniff, and then think of a DJ.
What would Stephen Daly smell like?
I think he'd smell pretty fresh. 0874-100-102. Let's do a roll call. Ray, on show. JP.
On show.
On show, Ray. Niamh in Limerick here. Love the show. Hey. Lads, does that mean if I'm planning a trip to Dublin in 2028, I need to book my hotel room now? From Warren, on show. Love the show.
Hey.
Oh, this was the news, of course. The breaking news in, it broke this morning that Turkey have pulled out. So that means that, well, we've got the Euros now in 2028. That's it. It's done and dusted. Job done. Bosh. Here come the Euros. Here to explain it for me, who has very little grasp of the Euros and the selection process for the hosting duties. Cameron Hill is here from Off the Ball. Cameron.
Hi, Cameron.
Hello, hello.
You're from Mayo.
I am.
I had no idea. JP just told me like 30 seconds ago.
Well, wrong side of the tracks, Ray. I'm from Castlebar.
Oh, right. So you're from Shelbyville then?
Yeah, pretty
right,
much.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
I'm from Ballina. You're from Castlebar. Whereabouts in Castlebar are you from?
Brafey.
All right, okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Is that a higher class of individual than the average Ballina resident?
Well, Brafey, of course, has the hotel.
Yes.
Which is a world, certainly Ireland, all of Ireland renowned. And then, world renowned as well. Very high end, a top location for holidays and getaways.
Yeah, absolutely loved it. Our house backed onto the grounds. So we had a lot of fireworks in our back garden. It used to drive the dogs insane. But other than that, great place.
Do you go home often?
Not anymore. We've all moved up here. So,
including your folks? Or
the whole fam have picked up sticks. So I haven't been back to Mayo in 2 years. Sad reacts only.
Ah.
Yeah.
Right. I haven't been home to Mayo in 2 years either. But they're all still in Mayo, mine.
Is that why?
Do you know what? If I could just send the ones I live with over to Mayo as well, that would be ideal. Mm. I was trying to get my head around exactly where we're at in terms of the Euro 2028 and our hosting.
Yes.
I suppose our hosting responsibilities. I expect to be dead by 2028.
Right.
But I suppose for everyone else, for JP.
It'd be a good time, yeah.
I worry, what's JP going to be at? Is it a done deal then? So Turkey have pulled out, is that right?
Yeah, so they're joining Italy to host the 2032 tournament following UEFA approval, meaning that it's just our bid now to host the 2028 edition. The UK and Ireland are set to be confirmed as hosts at the UEFA headquarters next Tuesday in Nyon, Switzerland. Brightest city in Switzerland, that.
Right.
Thank you, JP.
Neon.
I get it, yeah. Well, I suppose it depends on... Yeah, go on. Yeah. Depends on the colour.
The FAI released a statement today saying that these are very exciting times and we have a very compelling Euro 2028 proposal for UEFA. Our bid is groundbreaking for the Men's European Championships and will deliver lasting legacies across the whole of Ireland and the UK. We will share full details of the bid in Neon next week and are confident that UEFA will approve our candidacy to host Euro 2028.
So they're going to write the bid in highlighter?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah, bold.
What was the situation originally? Turkey and Italy were in the running, but they said, we're not ready. Is that it?
Turkey were in the running, and then Italy got in their ear and said, hey, why don't you do 2032 instead? So they've joined that joint bid and have pulled out of 2028 because it'd be unfair to host it twice in a row.
Oh, okay, fair enough, right. So then they'll have more time to get their act together and be ready for...
Absolutely, yeah. Much like we did, because remember, we were meant to host four matches at Euro 2020, which was hosted in 2021, but because of our restrictions during the pandemic, it meant we couldn't have attendees, which UEFA had a big no-no to. So our games were withdrawn and put in St. Petersburg, which is a decision that has aged well.
So, absolutely. So tell us then, in terms of Ireland's commitment to the bid, what do we need to put up or what do we need to have ready by 2028?
Well, apparently the costs are going to be in the region of 93 million euros. That includes 27.5 million for security, another 27.5 million for transport. Medical and ambulance services could cost around 1 million for the tournament, while the promotion of the event could total upwards of 3 million.
Jakers.
Yeah.
So it's a huge investment.
Big one. And that's not even talking about Casement Park, which needs to be developed. It's laid dormant since 2013. And the latest estimate is that the redevelopment could cost between 130 million to 162 million.
But they've got years to get that sorted before there's any bums on seats in Casement Park, right?
Well, they do. But there was a major setback back in August when one of the construction firms, Buckingham Group Limited, filed for administration. So that's not ideal. And there's also been a big pushback in the north from unionist MLAs who object to more funding being offered up for Casement Park's redevelopment. But Ulster GAA have said that they plan on starting the redevelopment in early 2024. But I'm sitting here thinking there's a lovely stadium in Castlebar, 25,000 seater, called McHale Park.
Do you know what? You're absolutely right. Take it west.
And there's plenty there. We have a big Tesco.
There's more than just the Tesco to offer any visitors to the West. I would also say Ballina is a great location as well. Mm. Not necessarily. Well, let's not get into this. Okay, we're not going to start a scrap on air.
I don't want that.
All messing aside, though, in terms of bringing people here, we were talking about the huge spend that it would involve, the initial outlay that we would have to be spending on this. But in terms of bringing money into the economy in Ireland, it could be massive as well, right?
Well, it was originally floated that 3 billion would be coming into Ireland's economy. That's been the more realistic figure, they reckon, is 361 million.
That's a big revision.
That's
a
wow.
One-tenth.
That's a tenth of it.
Ooh, extra zero there, I think. but the FAI also published a report earlier this month calling for an initial investment of 863 million over 15 years into Irish football, which Labour tabled a motion for earlier this year. So they reckon that some of that money will go towards investing in Irish football, which has been one of the big gripes for people who support League of Ireland clubs, that why are we hosting Euro 2028 when there's so much more work that can be done here to bring the game on. So hopefully some of that money will go back towards grassroots football too.
Where exactly? Caseman Park, it was one of the locations. Where else would the games be being held?
The Aviva Stadium. It was floated that maybe Croke Park might host a few of the games, but Senator or Minister of State for Sport Thomas Byrne said that because of UEFA and how their process works, Dublin is too small a city to have two stadiums of that size. So Croke Park was ruled out, and it's just the Aviva Stadium and Casement in the running now.
Okay, and then would there only be just a couple of locations as well as the rest of the UK then that would also be hosting the rest of them? Gotcha. Yeah. What's the story then with, you know, like with tournaments, you see that hosts automatically qualify. Mm. So that would be fantastic for us, right?
Yeah, that would be fantastic, absolutely. In a hypothetical sense, it would be brilliant if Ireland got there, but we're not sure how it's going to work because there's five hosts of this between us, England, Scotland, Wales and Northern Ireland. And five automatic qualifiers in a 2014 tournament is a quarter of the tournament, which other countries might seem...
Well, it's a fifth, but we won't quibble.
Okay.
That's just Matt's. Yeah, he had the calculator the entire time.
That's why I'm here.
Cheers, man. Yeah,
fact-checking extraordinaire over here.
No, but they're not going to let all five qualify automatically.
That's the point. So the scenario floated at the moment is that everyone's going to try and qualify, and then the two teams who miss out will get the automatic spots. So we kind of have to try our best, and then we get our participation medal, which is qualification.
But so it remains to be seen then what happens.
It remains to be seen, yeah.
Okay.
We kind of need it.
Yeah, well, fair enough. Well, we might not need it by then.
Yeah, absolutely.
We'd be in a much better position in terms of our players and our situation in terms of the game. That's everything covered then. How many games would we expected to host?
Six games at the moment, four group games, around a 16 match and a quarter final. But if Caseman Park's development is stalled, we could have a couple more. We'll have to wait and see.
Okay. It remains to be seen whether they will bring the games west as well over to Mayo. Cameron, thanks so much for the Cameron Hill from Off the Ball. Thank you very much, sir. Much obliged.
Ray Foley.
All right, stay on Today FM. Holly Muir is on Today FM. Dance for me tonight. This is Today FM. Play the music you love. Were the Muppets in that video?
Were they?
Was it the Muppets performing on X Factor with them on that? That's a grand song. Not Ollie Murs' best song. Any ideas?
Ooh. You're going to play it and I'm going to kick myself. Go on then. What is it?
It's Troublemaker.
Yeah.
Troublemaker. Oh, bang a bang 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 a bang a bang bang a bang bang a bang. You ain't nothing but a troublemaker, girl.
That's flow.
You had me hooked again from the minute you sat down.
What a great song. Sensational. Absolutely.
Holly Murs, of course, supporting Take That on their tour, which will be touching Irish shores next year, of course.
Holly Murs looking fantastic at the moment. Holly started going out with a personal trainer. And I suppose the two of them really got invested in the fitness and health and wellness lifestyle.
Working out of the gym and maybe elsewhere as well, guys.
Looking fantastic. Congratulations to Ollie and many happy returns. On the subject of Ireland potentially hosting the Euros 2028. This is because of shenanigans. Turkey no longer in the running. Ireland, UK and Ireland joint bid in the running now to host the 2028 Euros. Good to hear Cameron Hill selling Castlebar as a venue with a big Tesco. Up Rafe, love hearts from Gemma. Castlebar has a lot more to offer than just a big Tesco. I'm aware they've got a swimming pool and I think they've got a good bowling alley as well.
Tricky one-way systems though, I find.
Always.
Yeah.
More roundabouts than you can shake a stick at. Peter's been on. He says the negative brigade will be out in force saying that they don't want the Euros here, but it would be amazing for the country and the hospitality sector. From Peter, the pub owner, he says, love the show. Hey. It would be incredible to be bringing huge audiences, massive crowds here to watch the games and to spend money, to spend time in hotels and buying drink. And Stephen Kenny will be, this is Niall, Stephen Kenny will be sickened if the next manager gets guaranteed qualification for a major tournament. Yeah.
Ray Foley. With Care Plus, providing home care for the people you love the most.
MGMT and kids, this is Today FM. We play the music you love. How you doing? It's Ray Foley in the afternoon. It's Wednesday. I'm warming up now. I'm coming around now. I think I'll do a show today. I think I'll why not? I'll just do a show today. We'll do a show today.
The mood's lifting. Why not? Let's do a show today.
How are you doing? Ray Foley's my name. There's JP.
How are you?
And joining us in studio this afternoon, it's the one, the only, Lauren Kelly O'Sullivan.
Yeah. How are you?
With the question marks at the end. Lauren.
Good afternoon.
Are you actually double-barreled, are you?
No, I'm Lauren O'Sullivan now, but my email is double-barreled because I couldn't get either.
I always call you Lauren Kelly, you see, and then I was like, oh, I better throw on O'Sullivan there as well.
Perfect, you did great.
Is that all right?
Yeah.
What are we calling this again? It's not AITA. It's
Tell Me I'm Wrong.
Tell Me I'm Wrong. But the fundamentals, it's AITA. It's about this. It's something.
Mm-hmm.
It's along those lines.
How did you not remember what it's called? It's in the email. It's in the WhatsApp group. It's written in front of you.
Is there an email? Is there an email? Oh, there's an email.
Tell Me I'm Wrong.
Tell Me I'm Wrong. You can send your emails to jp@todayfm.com. Our show email address is jp@todayfm.com. And Lauren has been furnished with a number of emails, and she's picked a few of them for us.
A few doozies today.
Here's how it works, by the way. We go through your email, and then the three of us will have a conversation without making any determinations, and then we'll put it to you, our beloved listeners, to vote on whether or not the individual writing the email is wrong or not.
What if I feel very strongly about making a determination?
Just sit on it for a minute,
JP. Determination for about 10 or 20 minutes.
Oh, I have to hold my wish.
0874. You can text in. 0874 100 102.
Better get me phone out then.
Texts or voice notes. We can discuss it, but you cannot make a determination until the end of the process.
It is a process.
It's a process. Respect the process, JP. Lauren,
I think you're going to like our first one.
Hi. How have you been, by the way?
Hi, you look great.
What?
You look great.
That you just saying that.
No, you
Lauren's
look
got one
great.
Of those faces that makes me smile.
JP!
Yeah. A clown face.
Shut up, Ray.
I would bracket you with many times capped Ireland international Kenny Cunningham.
Right. Good, I didn't know where it was going.
Good company. Right. And also a couple of staff. And Rafe. Yeah. Sorry, the man seated across from me.
It's because we're both always in such good form.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I'm always in good depression. Form.
I've got a bit of the moodies. Actually, someone sent me a link on Instagram to a thing. I've got to it's not depression. It's
sad.
It's kind of like sad. It's seasonally affected. Where is it? Someone sent it to me. Please hold. You don't mind waiting.
No, it's fine. Yeah.
No.
The morbs. Oh. Morbs. Like the morbid. You're feeling a bit morbid or so you've got the morbs. That's what I've got at the moment.
Okay. Just at the moment?
Yeah, I think generally I'm an okay kind of, but right now,
sunny.
Just in the last few days, genuinely I've been feeling it.
There's a nip in the air.
It could be that. Anyway, jp@todayfm.com. Tell me I'm wrong. Over to you, Lauren.
We got some great emails after my last stint, so I'm looking forward to today now and hearing what
Has
you
anyone
all think.
Said that we can use their name, by the way? No.
Well, I'm just not using people's insisting. Name. Okay. Ireland's too small.
Right. Okay.
Hey, lads. Love the show.
Hey.
I hate my wife's best friend. Straight in there. There's no simpler way of putting it. I hate her. She's awful. She's a drain. And she's never been any different. She hates me. She hates that my wife met me and that we're happy. My wife is lovely and loyal to the core. And they've been friends since they were kids, so I'm stuck with her. My wife and I are expecting a baby in February. My wife wants to ask the best friend to be godmother. I think it's a terrible idea and I've broached it once. My lovely and loyal wife ended up in floods of tears at the thought of upsetting her friend who will be devastated to be overlooked.
Okay.
I refuse to have such a miserable and awful person have any kind of influence, spiritual or otherwise, in my child's life.
Oh, come on.
Surely one parent being so against naming this individual means we have to ask someone else. Tell me I'm wrong.
Okay, I'm ready to go. All right.
I'm not a child owner, so am I out of this conversation?
No,
can I have a say?
You can have an opinion. Yeah, okay. Sure. I am a godfather. I'm a god person. I'm not a great godfather. And I suppose I would like to be a better godfather than I am. But I think that's common in this day and age. That like honoured to be offered the position of godparent.
Is it still as big a deal?
Well, you see,
nowadays, that's why I want to know what people think. Do we care as much about it as we would have?
We care about it at the time. We care about it like the ceremony and being asked and being thought of in that way. Absolutely. But then once all that's out of the way, then life gets in the way. And like I don't see my own kids as much as I would like, let alone someone else's kids, to be a true, proper, thoughtful and loving godparent. I'd like to be, sure. And maybe I have this notion, I still have this notion that I'm going to be this amazing godfather when she's in her teens. She's still a kid now. But when she's in her teens or she's approaching her 20s, I'm going to be an amazing godfather because I'm going to be all hands-on. I'm going to be involved. But I suppose from the perspective of, like you say, this potential godmother, you hate her. On the basis of her being godmother, I don't think you need to really worry because it is just it's a small
role. It's a title. But it's just, I suppose, for him, maybe it's that she's going to be in our life even more. But it kind of sounds like she is anyway.
There's no getting rid of her. Is she the best friend?
She's the best friend.
Oh, well, like, yeah.
It obviously goes back, but he's like, she's a drain. My wife is just very loyal, but like is quite resentful of our happiness and me and how happy we are. And now this child. I'm like, I don't know. Like, we don't know all the ins and outs of it, but it sounds like maybe he doesn't think she's a good influence on the wife.
Oh, there's nothing you can do about that. And you know, particularly with an old friendship, it's an old relationship. There's going to be no repairing that. That's going to, you know, you're not going to get over that. You're just stuck with her.
I never had a godparent growing up.
What?
I never had a godparent. It was never something that was discussed. I knew I had friends who did have godparents.
But must have had you were christened, were you?
I was. Is that an automatic process? I was never told about a godparent and I never got the presents
you
that
must
my
have
friends
had one.
Would have gotten.
You have to have someone.
Is it legally?
If they christened you have to have a godparent.
Really though? I think we're making that up. Maybe you just be christened without a godparent.
As far as I know, I never had a godparent and nor have I ever been asked to be a godparent, which is unusual, you might think, since I've got a best friend and I've had a best friend for 25 years and has had two children, so he's had two different opportunities to come to me, his best friend of 25 years, and say, hey, do you want to step up to the plate, big man?
It never came up.
No.
But maybe Kate hates you and wouldn't let Ray ask you. And
this is an email is actually Kate. It's actually my wife sending an email in saying that she's the best friend.
I'm not a parent. I have no intentions of becoming a parent, right now anyway. Surely it's a two-person decision. Doesn't it have to be a two-person decision? But both have to be in agreement.
But maybe he has a friend that he's, or a brother or someone, like a male presence in his life, and you get to pick one each, maybe.
That is the way that generally
How do people do it? I want to know how people do it. And also, have you ever been in this situation where one of you, like you have just different opinions on who should be the godparent and what a godparent is for your child?
There is that. And I think modern life, we don't have very high expectations. You're not talking about the person, they're going to be living in the spare room every weekend or they're going to be taking the kids out once a month. I mean, really, their involvement in your family day-to-day life.
We get it. You're a terrible godfather.
I'm not just talking about me being a terrible godfather. I'm just saying generally, godparents are generally terrible, okay? Hey, get off my back. Right. Let's have your text. 0874 100 102. BTS and Dynamite, Today FM. We play the music you love. Good afternoon. Ray Foley's here. JP's over there.
How are you?
And tell me I'm wrong. Lauren is joining us in studio as well. Good morning, Lauren.
Hi.
Good afternoon. Good morning. Good afternoon. Right, so we're having a discussion. Very briefly, once again, it's the story. We're presuming it's a man writing about his wife's best friend, who they hate each other. The best friend and the man, the emailer, they hate each other. It seems they've always hated each other. It's a toxic relationship.
She's awful, she's a drain, and she's never been any different.
Right, yeah.
It's
pretty obvious then. There's something wrong there. Now there's a problem that, with a baby on the way, the wife wants to make this person, this friend of hers, godmother. And that's where that's what the problem is.
And he's like, I just don't want her being any influence on our child's life.
Okay. 0874 100 102. Texts and WhatsApps. Am I wrong? Tell me I'm wrong. Godparent role is overrated. It's ceremonial for the christening and confirmation. If she's going to be in the kid's life anyway, let her be there as godmother, from Aoife. Aoife, I think you're right. And my view of it is, this isn't really just about the godmother role.
No.
This isn't really just about that whole element of it. It's the wider problem, which is this woman is going to be around, and either you're going to get along with each other or you're going to have to resolve your differences.
Do you know what I caught though in the email at one point was, and he said, I did broach it with my wife once and she ended up in floods of tears saying she couldn't possibly upset the friend.
There's got to be an easier way to deal with
this. The friend would feel overlooked. So I'd be interested to hear from anyone who's ever felt overlooked, like they should have been named a godparent, or is that even a thing?
Oh, well, JP says he feels that he should have been named godfather.
In fairness, in hindsight, I think you made the right choice.
Yeah, so which one of them in particular,
kids,
JP?
Neither of my kids like you.
The better one.
We all know who that is. Roisin says, she said, he is wrong. Shame on him. Keep your own personal feelings to yourself and just be civil. I used to be in a similar situation and just have to be an adult about it and get on with it, from Roisin. So being an adult is just like not admitting to your own feelings or owning or admitting the way you feel, is it? I don't know if that's particularly adult, Roisin. And Maura says, godparents are there only for the couple of euros for the special occasions. This is what I was saying. I don't know if it's necessarily that big a role. And Martin as well. To be fair, JP, you're up against Ian Dempsey and Matt Cooper for Godfather. Love the show. Hey, from Martin from Limerick. That's a good point, actually. And you know what? They dosh out the big bucks.
Yeah. Crazy money.
For confirmations and christenings. It's absolutely shocking. And voice notes. Alan's over there. 0874 100 102. Alan.
Hi, Ray. Hi, JP and gang.
Hello, sir.
The whole Christian thing and godparent thing, I think, is it's a bit crazy. I didn't know, like JP, I didn't know my godparents either. They weren't around. But I do think that godparents should be close family members rather than friends, because family will always be around. Friends won't. Just an opinion. I'd throw it out there.
Yeah, I suppose a family will always be around. There's no getting away from family. Friends come and go. And that could be an easy get out of jail free card as well. That we go, well, actually, I know you're a friend and you're really close friends from years ago, but we've decided to just go with family. And
to get out of jail with her. Yeah.
So that would be a good excuse. And Anonymous in Longford has been on.
Lads, when do you think it's acceptable to stop sending your godchild money for their birthday?
Oh, well, that's a good question, actually. At what age is the cutoff point? I would guess, well, some would probably cut off at confirmation because your duties are fulfilled up to that point. Then
they're ready for the world.
Yeah, you've raised them in God's eyes.
18 is definitely old enough.
18 is old enough.
You don't go beyond 18.
The young one is 20 now.
Oh, geez.
I think I can call it quits yet. Could do with extra few quid, you know. Absolutely. Say my name, better not reveal who I am or who my goddaughter is.
Stay anonymous, yeah.
Or everyone would be calling me mean. Love the show, guys.
Hey, cheers, brother. All right, then. Let's do this thing. Tell me I'm wrong. Is he, the emailer, wrong?
I don't want to say he's wrong, but there's a way to deal with it.
Mm.
I think there is a get-out-of-jail card here.
I don't think he's wrong. I'm on his side.
I think it's a two-parter. I think what is wrong is the relationship and that needs to be addressed. But on the subject of the godmother, godfather, her being the godmother, I think he is wrong. And he should just let her be the godmother and let that happen. That's not a big deal.
Okay.
So what are we deciding then?
Well, it's two.
No, you're against
it. Come down to me.
Yeah, it's come down to you. Yeah.
No, he's wrong.
He's right. So he's wrong. It's decided. He's wrong.
There you go.
There we've decided.
Ray Foley. Care Plus. Care with a K. Care with a difference. Careplus.ie.
I don't like it when it goes against me. I thought everyone's supposed to agree with me. I've got all the buttons on my side.
I did agree with you.
What? He's wrong.
Yeah. JP said he's right. You said he's wrong.
I said he's wrong on the godmother thing.
Yeah. Oh, but the relationship, that they need counselling or they need to go out together and have a few drinks.
I think
he's
right to object. You've got to be in an agreement as two parents about the decision.
Nah, it's not really that big a deal.
I'm not a parent.
It's not really that big a deal. Right, stand to the FM and play Olivia Rodrigo. And have we got a winner on the cash machine? We're making the call next.
The last word.
Night sucker, dream crusher, bleeding me dry like a damn vampire.
Olivia Rodrigo and Vampire. This is Today FM. Play the music you love. Good afternoon to you. It's Ray here. It's JP over there.
How are you?
Lauren joins us for Tell Me I'm Wrong.
Hello. So
you've got a money email or a baby email. Do the baby. Which one? Whatever.
Okay.
Let's keep the
kind of baby theme.
Do the shorter one.
Okay, okay. Hi, Ray, JP and Lauren. My cousin, who was like a sister to me, has just had a baby girl And she's the first baby in the family and we're all delighted. The thing is, she's called her the name I've always wanted to call my baby should I have a girl. My cousin and I have had a million conversations about baby names over the years and this name has always been the name I've loved. When she told me that's what she called the baby, I thought she was joking. She's obviously in such a happy bubble, I haven't said a word to her. But I said to my other cousin, who's just as close to us, and she said I need to get over it, that I've no claim over a name. She's quite cold about it, to be honest, and it's really hurt my feelings. Am I being childish? I feel betrayed. Tell me I'm wrong.
All right.
Now, before we start, right, I am quite sure that Ray, yourself and JP have never had conversations about baby names.
I was just going to say, this one's only open to women. You can tell, if you're a woman, you can vote on this. 0874-100-102, because the lads' votes are all the same.
I would love to hear from men who would be upset by this. Lads, I would love to hear from you. So please do text in if you would be upset by this. JP, I have a feeling you might be a little upset by this.
Well, here's the thing. In my own family, right? So I'm JP, I'm John Paul, after the Pope.
Were you born the year the Pope came?
79. And one of my aunts then had a son, I think about 10 years after, this is going to be bad if I get the age wrong, but about 10 years after I was born, and she decided that she would call that boy...
Also JP?
Also JP, John Patrick.
Oh, so that's not John Paul, JP.
But known as JP.
Right.
And I would say in the family, an eyebrow was raised, but no objection was raised. So it was noted.
Really?
So you could be stepping on someone's toes by doing that. Me personally, we've already gone over this, Ray. You don't own a name.
Well, of course, you JP the first, you would be. And then this child, this cousin of yours would be John Paul the second.
As long as that's done, yeah.
Do you and the other JP have the same surname?
No.
But that doesn't matter.
It doesn't.
Yeah, but it's about choosing a first name, though.
Okay, yeah, fair enough. Yeah, no, fair enough. Because I know two male cousins who both have the same first name and the same surname. And they were born like the same year. But right. Both mothers stuck to their guns.
Really?
Which I kind of respect.
I'm totally, you name your child whatever you want to name. You're the one that's going to be living in the house with the child until they're moving out of the house,
but
and you can call them whatever you like.
I always said it was the name she'd use. Like, what if she has a baby girl now?
Personally, I like Davey's attitude on text. He said, if she wanted the name, she should have had the child first.
Oh, that was my follow-up question. Is this emailer pregnant?
Well, here's the thing. We don't know. And okay. I would have an issue with this because I think the other cousin is probably being a little harsh by saying, like, get over it. But, like, are you close to having a baby yourself? Because if you're not...
Yeah. Are you single? I mean, is there even a chance of you of a baby arriving in your life in the not-too-distant future?
I was pregnant at the same time as a really good friend of mine and we had the same due date and we didn't know if we were having boys, girls, whatever. And we did sit down more because she wanted to know because she had already had someone use a name that she loved. So she was like, can we just... On the count of three, daft. Say our that names out loud.
I've already made a decision. We've already judged on this one.
I'm here.
No, come on.
With Care Plus. Care with a K. Care with a difference. Careplus.ie.
I have 2 minutes before the end of the hour to go through your text messages. 0874-100-102 and make a determination. Are they wrong? We'll play Walk the Moon next as well,
75,000.
Shut up and dance. Today FM playing the music you love. It's Wednesday, God help us. Tell me I'm wrong. 0874-100-102. The general gist of this, it's baby name stealing, really. It's
baby name stealing.
It's when baby arrives, someone's baby arrives first, there's been discussions about the name, and then the person whose baby arrives first uses the name.
I called it baby stealing a minute ago by accident, but I actually think this is worse.
It's even worse than stealing the actual child. Wow. Tell us how you really feel. 0874-100-102. The emailer says, cousin stole baby name. I'm not happy about it. Tell me I'm wrong. Sophie's over there, 0874-100-102. Sophie?
Well, lads, I don't usually text into a radio show to voice.
Why not? This is a brilliant radio show. And you should be involved on every level. Every single time we ask you to.
Well, lads, I don't usually text into a radio show.
Go on.
To voice an opinion, but I was just listening there about the baby names. Mm. I think she needs to get over herself.
Yes.
A quote from Shakespeare, I'm a total nerd. A quote from Shakespeare came into my head.
Okay.
That which arose by any other name would still smell as sweet. So call her the same name, call her a different name, still going to love your child. It doesn't make any difference.
This is it. This is what I was saying. It doesn't matter. You're going to, you, as long as you like the name.
Oh, also, I forgot to say.
What?
Love the show.
Hey, I'm much obliged. Jess is there as well. 0874-101.
Well, lads, hope everybody's really well.
We're not.
So to your caller, I would suggest that she lets that one go. Pity, but lesson learned. Don't tell anybody the name you'd like to call your own baby, because name stealing is a thing. It does happen all the time.
Are you saying you like your best friend or your cousin or even like 10 years old telling your sister what
say
name?
Say nothing.
Ever.
Ever.
Ah, come on. That's ridiculous as well, Jess. That's a daft suggestion.
So keep it to yourself. All right. Bye. Love the show.
Hey. Cheers, Jess. 0874-100-102. I've got more texts. Oh, Jakers. There's loads of them coming in. God, you really, well, no fellas saying they really, really care about this. It's funny enough.
Told you.
Irish people love to cast judgment. That's what this is. They love to judge other people. The person over the fence next door, you know.
Margot says, not a big deal. There are first cousins in my family with the same name. And in this case, the children will be second cousins. She might never have a girl anyway from Margot. That's a good point as well. Unless it's one of those like names that fits boys and girls.
Here's the situation now. We don't know if she's pregnant, if she's near being pregnant. But if she does have a kid someday, will she call it the same name? And everyone will be like, oh my God, can she believe she does so-and-so? Name. Well,
she had the name first. And again, who cares? Aoife says, I have to say she's wrong. She doesn't have a copyright over her name. Tell her to spell the name differently from Aoife. And loads of them. But we need a final. We're running out of time this hour, I'm afraid. So, without further ado, let's make a determination. Tell me I'm wrong. Is she wrong, JP?
I think the overwhelming vote is that she is, in fact, wrong.
She's wrong.
I don't think she's wrong to feel how she feels. She's entitled to her feelings. Yeah. But I think, as Jess said, she needs to learn her lesson, and there's nothing. The child is named now. She can't call her cousin out on it. So,
email her. You're on three wrongs, I'm afraid.
Ray Foley.
Wrong, wrong, and wrong.
With CarePlus, providing home care for the people you love the most. CarePlus.ie.
It's like a tribunal, isn't it? We're like sitting here. We're like, as if we're sitting here in our ivory towers, casting judgment on people sending emails in.
Radio people know more than other people. Oh, that's true.
We have absolutely no qualifications whatsoever to be making a judgment on this. And yet here we are. If you want to send yours in, we'll do it again. Tell me I'm wrong. Send it to jp@todayfm.com. Larling a little.
Yay.
Thanks.
Have you voted? That's when I remember. That's when I remember.
Becky Hill, David Guetta, and Remember. Today FM, play the music you love. All right, our prize every day this week is a fabulous trip for you and four of your friends. So the five of you, you'll head off to the Middleton Distillery Experience. You and four friends. Lunch at the new Malthouse Cafe there. I've got a €500 gift card to spend on experiences, bottles or merchandise at the Middleton Distillery Experience. At the heart and soul of Irish whiskey, and there's loads of brands there. Jameson, Redbreast, Middleton Very Rare. And the Middleton Distillery Experience, it's open again after a major refurbishment. Includes their new look whiskey tours, a new shop, bar and cafe. And we want to get you in to win this daily prize. We're distilling, aren't we, JP?
We are. We're breaking things down to their core, their simplest form. We're distilling things right down.
We're still distilling.
Good stuff. Can you tell us what today's clue is, Ray?
It's for over 18s only, by the way. Text in your answer, 0874-100-102. Your answer along with your name and where you're from. I'll tell you what today's one is. It's a song.
Okay.
It's a song. And the clue is Irish-American rappers insisting that you bounce up and down. Irish-American rappers insisting you bounce up and down. We've distilled it down. It's a song. 0874-100-102. Right, we'll play the game after Chesney Hawks. This is Today FM.
That's because I used to be young.
Miley Cyrus and Used to Be Young. This is Today FM. Play the music you love. Good afternoon. All right, we've got to give away this lovely trip for you and your pals, the Middleton Distillery Experience. It's at the heart and soul of Irish whiskey. Jameson, Redbreast, Middleton, very rare roll there. We've got more than that there. There's like seven or...
Sure is, yep.
All right, who am I ringing?
Scott.
Dr. Evil's son, Scott.
It's ringing. Wicklow. That's Wicklow, yeah.
No, yeah.
Hello?
Hello, Scott?
Yeah.
Scott, Ray Foley, Connor from Today FM. How are you, love?
How are you, Ray?
How are you?
I'm not too bad, thank you.
Have you got any bit of the... What were we calling them earlier on? The morbs? The sort of the sads?
The shorter days. Are they getting you down?
Oh, gosh.
No. That's
you're all right, are you?
Yeah.
Forget it. So get someone else on. Get someone else. I want someone as miserable as myself. Where in the world are you, sir?
I'm in Dublin. Just on the way home to Bray.
Oh, Bray, right, okay. What's your story? What were you working or what were you doing?
Working Fashion City for Freeland Conan. We do graduation gown.
Oh, I got you. Fashion City, that's next to TV3, isn't it? Virgin Media out there.
Right, yeah.
I know you, yeah. Well, hi to everyone at work. Anyone else you giving a shout out to this afternoon?
Yeah, I'll say hello to my wife, Laura.
Hi, Laura.
She's at home.
Cool beans. Anyone else?
No, that'll
be open. All right, that'll fine. Yeah, you've got everyone covered there, right. Hi, Laura. Right, here we go. Our prize is a behind-the-scenes tour at the Middleton Distillery experience for you and for your pals. Lunch at the Malthouse Cafe. €500 gift card to spend as well. However, you got to get all of these distillations correct. Our qualifier this afternoon was a song. Irish-American rappers insisting that you bounce up and down. What was it?
House of Pain, Jump Around.
Ah, yeah, got it.
Lovely stuff.
Very good.
Now we can proceed.
Now, this is where the tire hits the track.
It's where the rubber hits the road.
That's what I meant to say. Right, it's a move. You got to get all three of these, Scott. Otherwise, you're bunched. Question one. It's a movie, right? Everyone wants a powerful piece of jewellery.
Blood diamond?
Huh?
Blood diamond?
Oh, get off. Everyone wants a powerful piece of jewellery.
Yeah. It's, and it corrupts you.
It's watching you.
Yeah.
And
you can wear it on one of your fingers.
It's a piece of precious jewellery. Oh.
Lord of the Rings.
Yeah! It's a TV show, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mismatched FBI couple investigate weird things.
The X-Files.
Ah, yeah.
Now we're back on track. That was clean. I like that.
And for the win this afternoon, Scott, 80s singer says females love having the crack.
Oh, what's the name?
It's just a song title we're going for. You're going for Cindy, yeah?
Girls just
want to
have fun.
You're right! And they do just want to have the crack, you know. They do. You can have the crack actually at the Middleton Distillery Experience. Well done, you, sir.
Excellent.
We'll get you sorted. You enjoy your trip. Have a lovely time. We'll give you a €500 gift card to spend there as well. Thanks for taking the call. Drive safe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Love the show.
Hey, cheers, brother. Drive safe, and I do enjoy the Middleton Distillery Experience. Kelly Clarkson, a little stronger on Today FM. You know the bed feels warmer. Leftover love. Picture this and leftover love. Today FM playing the music you love, and that is our show. The show's over, love. So much we didn't get to do today on the show, actually. Yeah, we didn't get to the Kate Middleton Distillery Experience.
Yeah.
Where British royal person Kate Middleton tells us about her experience visiting the Middleton Distillery Experience. She says it was quite the experience at the Kate Middleton Distillery Experience. We didn't get to do House of Paint. Where Jump Around rappers House of Pain tell us they're taking on Dulux and Fleetwood by getting into the paint business in House of Paint. I tell you what, good luck jumping around and trying to paint a ceiling at the same time. You'd be covered in brilliant white. And we didn't get to do Mulder on the dance floor.
Yeah.
Where Fox Mulder, a.k.a. David Duchovny, comes in and covers a Sophie Ellis Bextor classic, Murder on the Dance Floor, in
Mulder on the Dance Floor.
Maybe. Get to do that on radio tomorrow, 2 p.m. Hey, have a lovely evening. Matt Cooper's on the way.
Ray Foley, weekday afternoons from 2. Today.